Tagmasaris Lahadafa, where the Eved, the normal case, makes more money than he has to, than he needs. So Mara asks, Hadafa Pshita. If that's the case, what do you have to tell me this? Pshita, the extra money goes back to the master. Like this Eved is still an Eved Kanani. So still whatever he makes goes to his master. So Pshita, if he has watit, that the extra money should go back to the master, what do we have to say that for? So Mara says, no, we need it, we need the Kiddush here. Because Mal the time I would have thought to say, Ki von de chilesley, lo yoyevley, since if he doesn't have enough food, he doesn't have to give him, if he doesn't make enough money, he doesn't have to give him, ki istle nami, lo lishkrimine. Even in the case when the slave, when the Evan now made a lot of money, maybe he's allowed to hold on to the money. Because the Rashi says, maybe tomorrow he won't make the money. Like he's allowed to have a little savings. Because he doesn't, he's not sure every day he'll make money. So true, today he made a lot of money. But I would have thought to say, since he's not getting any support at all from his master, maybe the money that he makes, even the extra money, he's allowed to save up to keep it in hand. Kamash Malano, that at the paycheck that you make, you're only allowed to keep the exact amount that you need for yourself or the food you need. But anything more than that, you have to give it right away back to your master. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so be if so, Umayshna Liyora Miklat. What is the story? What does the Brass have to say? The case is that the Eved Kanani had to go to the Orem Miklat. The same halacha would apply in a normal case where the master told this Eved, listen, I don't want to feed you anymore, but rather the money that you make, take off the money for your food and the rest give me. What do we have to have the case that he went to the Orem Miklat for? So Gemara said there's a chiddush here. There's something new. Because really, if I would have thought to say like this, the Pasuk says, V'chai, that when somebody goes to the Orem Miklat, the Pasuk says, V'chai, is supposed to keep him alive there. It's a special Indian, the guy goes to Golis, it's not his hometown, it's hard to make a living there, so there's a special mitzvah the people should see, that he should have a panasa there. So I would have thought to say, maybe the master has to support him more, and even let him keep the extra money that he makes. Kamash Mulano, that more than he needs to eat on, the master does not have to give him even in the Orem Miklat, and the rest of the paycheck goes back to the master. But we have no proof yet that the master has a right to tell him, work for me and I won't give you at all. So Mara says, no, for me, Diktoni Sefer, since the Sefer says of this price of Orem Miklat, Avul Isha shall go to the Orem Miklat if your wife killed somebody b'shegig. So she has to go to Golis. Halacha is Baalo Chayiv M'Zayneseha. The husband has to support her. That's the case. So Mechlal, aren't we talking about then, like the Reisha talks about an Eved, is also the same type of a case. The Lo Yomalo, that the husband did not tell her. The Lo Yomalo, the husband, the last case of a husband, that the husband did not tell his wife, work and support yourself. Because it says here the husband has to support her. Because the Yomalo, as if the husband told his wife, support yourself, Baila my chayiv. Why does the husband have to support his wife? The husband has a right to tell his wife, the paycheck that you may keep it and support yourself. So me the Sefer, since the Sefer says clearly here that the husband has to support his wife, we're talking about the Loyomalo, that the husband did not tell his wife, support yourself. For a normal case, that the husband is supporting his wife. If so, Reishinami, the first case by the Eved also is the Loyomalo, that the master did not tell his Eved, support yourself. And still, it says what? That the paycheck goes back to the master, and the master does not have to feed him. So you see, clearly the master has the right to tell his Eved, work for me and I won't support you. Because the Isha is talking about where the husband is supporting her, because she's not making any money. He didn't tell her, keep the money for yourself. So Eved also, the master did not say, keep the money for yourself, but rather your money comes to me, and still it says the master does not have to support his Eved. So it's a proof the master has a right to tell his Eved, work and I won't support you. So Mara says, no. Le'erlam really I tell you the Yomalei, that by the Eved, the master told his Eved, keep the money for yourself, work, and with that money, feed yourself. The Isha, and the Isha is also talking about the same case, where the husband told his wife, you go into your Miklat now, work there, and the work that you keep, support yourself. If so, why does the husband have to support her? But the Le'safka, she's not making enough money there. Samara says no. For me, the Tony Sefer. There's a third case over there. The Sefer of the Sefer says like this. V'yemor ma'aloch, the husband tells his wife, Tzi ma'is yedechem zaynasecha, I want you to take the work of your hands for your own food, rishoy, that the husband has a right to tell his wife, I'm not going to support you, you support yourself. That's the last case of the Mishnah. Mechlav, and that should be a proof, the ratio of the lo yomaloh, that the ratio of the sefer is where the husband did not tell his wife to keep your own paycheck. And so then the Eved also felt Odin did not tell his Eved to keep his paycheck. So then we should have a proof again that here it says the paycheck goes to the master and he doesn't have to feed him. So you see, I could tell you to work for me without food. So Mara says, no, hochikoma. This is what this last brisa means. V'im misafekes, if she makes enough money, v'om malo, and the husband tells his wife, if she makes a nice sized paycheck, and the husband tells his wife, listen, you keep the money for yourself and support yourself, I'm not going to give you food, then he has a right to. Samara says, if that's the case, Misapekis, what's the chiddush? Pshita, we know that already. We have a lot of Gemaras like that. That a husband has a right to tell his wife, you work and keep the money for yourself. If she supports, makes enough money to eat, to live on, so what's the chiddush then? Swara says yes, and Ori Miklet still is a Kiddush. Because now the time I would have thought to say, Kol Kvoido Bas Melech Panima. It's covered for an Isha to be inside, not to go outside in the streets. So Kamash Malon. So Rashi explains, Bishtaim in your own hometown where you live, people will come to your house to give you work to do. You could do the work inside, that's for Kavadik. But now that your wife had to go to Golis, Ori Miklet, there she doesn't know anybody there. So there she has to go around to people to look for work. That's not kavadik for the wife to have to go outside to look for work. So I would have thought to say that the husband has to support her. Kamash Mullah know that if she does find, the husband still has a right to tell her, you look for a job, and if you find the job and you make enough money, you keep it and they don't have to give you anything more. So what's like this? Lema, so therefore, so far we have no proof. What's the law? Can a master tell his Eved, work without pay? So Mora says, Lema Ketanoi. Let's say some Achlagas Tanoi. Sounds like this. Rabbi Shimon Megamli Loimer. Yochel Eved Loimer the Rabbi, and Eved could tell his master. Vishnei Bitzoris, in a famine year when there's no food around. Oy Panaseni, either feed me this year, or Yitzion Lecheris. Or else let me go out free. That's what Rabbi Shimon Megamli says. This Eved Kenani has a right to complain to his master. True, it's a famine year, it's hard Panosa this year. But listen, either feed me, or else let me go out free. For Chum Moim Nechum to say no, Horishus Biyad Rabbi, that the master has a right to say nothing doing, I'm not going to feed you, and I'm not going to let you go out free. So what's the Machlokes here? My love isn't it, this is the Machlokes. The Masava one old Yochum, the Chum say the master has a right to say, you keep on working, even though I'm not going to give you anything to eat. Who Masava Shimon Gamil holds no, ain't a Yochum. That the master has no right to make him work without feeding him. So therefore, the Eved could say, either feed me or let me go out free. So that's the Machlokes. Tomorrow says, no, but Tisbra, is that true? Hi, Oy Panasoni, why does the Eved complain back? Like he says, either feed me, Oy Yitzion Lecheris, or else let me go out free. That's not what we should have said. He should have said, Oy Panasoni, either you give me food, Oy Tainli Maisi Yodai, or Bim Panasosi, or else let me keep my paycheck. Me boiler. That's what he should have said. If the question is if the master could keep the paycheck or not, so that should have been the complaint. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the Eved has the right to say, either give me my food or else give me the paycheck. What are we talking about going out free here for? For Yair, then also, if this is Tam Machlokes, if the master could tell his Eved work without pay, my Shinor B'Shnei B'Tzoris. Why do we have to say in the case of a famine year where there's no food, let it be in a regular year? Ella, I'll tell you this Machlokes is different. That's true. The master told the Eved, listen, work, and the money that you make, you can feed yourself. But we're talking about now it's a famine year, a hunger year. And loy sofak. So therefore you can understand, if you go out to work, you can't make enough money there. So the Eved now cannot make enough money to support himself. So now what's his complaint? We have Shimon Gamliel Savar. The Eved still has a right to complain. Master, either you feed me, or else let me go out free. Why? Like this year, I can't support myself. The only way I'm going to live this year is collecting money from tzedakah. Now, Reb Shmuel says, the Eved has a taina, people won't give me tzedakah, I'm an Eved. So therefore, you master, either you feed me, or you have to let me go out free. In order then, I'll be able to collect stocker. For Rabbanan Sar, the Rabbanan say no, that there's no difference. Man de marachim abnei chori, aeva nami ruchim irachim. There's no difference. When you want to go collecting money now, the same person that would give a ben chor and a free person money would give an eved kanani also money. So therefore, there's no reason that I should free you. That's the machlokes here. The Chacham say, look, the master tells him, keep your paycheck. Your paycheck is not enough to support yourself in a hungry year. I'm not mechuyev to do anything more for you. What do you have to do? Go around collecting money. Rav Shmuel says a svaro, but I can't collect money now that I'm an eved. I want to be free to collect more money. The Rabbanan say no. The same amount of money you'll be able to collect even though you're an eved. So far we have no raya. Toshma, come up with another proof. The Amarav. All right, this is a new Gemara. We'll stop here. Okay.